Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from the Glory, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. Welcome back to Waves of Glory. We do magnify the name of the Lord this morning. This is the spout where the glory comes out, and we are delighted that you have decided to listen in to the broadcast today. All for the month of June, we have been dealing with low self-esteem and how to get yourself in right position to speak life concerning yourself and to get yourself cured of low self-esteem. We find that it is a matter of the heart, and we're doing a short recap today, and then we're going to cap it off with esteem one another highly for the work's sake. Let us remember that we have in our mouths the power to create life. We have the power in our mouths to create the life we desire and the life that we deserve. We have the power in our mouth to create an image of who we are that is the same as the image of us that God says that we are. He tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Anything that is not lining up with that particular word of God, any thought that comes to your mind, any word that is spoken towards you is a lie from the pit of hell. I told you in one of our broadcasts this month that when I was a child, we had a little rhyme that said, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." And that was supposed to be our comeback if somebody said something negative concerning us. But usually deep down on the inside, you would take that thought or that word that was spoken against you and mull that thing over in your mind and turn it over and think about it and meditate on it until it began to sink deep into your soul and cause you to feel that what was spoken concerning you was true. But I'm here to let you know today that you can reverse every curse that's been spoken over you, every word that is negative. That's what I'm calling a curse, a negative spoken word that has been spoken over your life or spoken toward you directly. You can reverse it today by taking the authority to open your mouth and begin to speak the word of God concerning you. I took a short detour to YouTube to listen to some of Dr. Caroline Leaf's teachings about the brain. I am absolutely fascinated by the brain. God has made this body so intricately that everything is working at a cellular level. But I want you to know in listening to Dr. Leaf how negative thought can build a pattern in the brain to keep you depressed and to keep you looking down on yourself. However, positive thought can reverse that very physiological effect that the negative words spoken have had on you. Now listen, the Word of God tells us that we are to think on things that are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are a blessing to each other. We're to take our initiative to think about the things that would bring goodness and bring wholeness and bring wellness. It has to be a conscious effort on our part. 30,000 thoughts a day are coming into your mind, and not all of those thoughts are positive thoughts. So you have to be intentional today about the thoughts that you are allowing to take root in your mind. And so today, we want to recap once again about your words. Your words are powerful. Your words are powerful. I just sat meditating on that scripture yesterday, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. When you think about that, we have I don't know how to even voice it, but something's going on in our legislature with the president and the Congress and the people who are for guns and those who are for gun control. And there's a whole issue about whether or not guns kill people. And we have a few little graphics that come across our news feed on Facebook that say, oh, guns don't kill people, people kill people. And that's true enough. However, I want to add to that graphic today and say, not only do guns kill people, words kill people. We may say words will never hurt us, but words can have the power of death. According to the Word of God, you have the ability to kill with your mouth. Most of the time, the negative mouth attack come against ourselves, especially those of us who profess to be Christian. We would never dream of saying something negative to somebody else to wound them, because we want our speech to be seasoned with salt and minister grace to the hearers thereof. And so we go out of our way to make sure that we speak a sound word when we are speaking to other people. But I'm asking you this morning to once again listen to the conversation you have with yourself about yourself. I know we gave an instruction and a homework assignment to stand in front of your mirror last week. I want to know, did you get in front of your mirror? Did you stand there and speak to yourself, speak goodness and wholeness and wellness over your life? Did you prophesy to yourself that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Did you declare to yourself that you have been created with purpose and equipped with potential? What are you saying to yourself about yourself? The power of life and death are in your tongue today. Oh, beloved, I pray with all of my heart today that you are not using your mouth to crucify yourself, to distort or to abort your destiny. For God has created you with a plan in mind to prosper you and to give you a hope and to give you a future, a good future, not just a future, but a good future. And so I want you to be in self-check those thoughts that you're having. And then again, I want to just go back to where we were at the beginning of the month, worrying about the opinions of others. I want you to go and get into the habit of deciding that what other people think of you is never more important than what you think of you. Let me say that again. What other people think of you is never more important than what you think of you. And so, whenever the enemy comes against you like a flood, God wants to raise up that standard, but he's got to use you to raise up that standard. You've got to get in your word. You've got to hold yourself together with the word of God. The word of God out of your mouth is the same as the word out of the mouth of God. And we understand that God is a creative being. And when he speaks a word, it causes stuff to happen. It causes creation to move. So you today, excuse me, have the very same power in your mouth when you are speaking the word of the Lord. So today I want you to get into the habit of speaking the word of the Lord. Go into the scriptures. Find a scripture that describes who you are, who you want to be, who you believe God has called you to be, and begin to prophesy that word over yourself. The word prophesy simply means to proclaim. That's it, to proclaim loudly. You can stand in the mirror, you can be in your bedroom or wherever you go, you can prophesy to yourself in the car. You speak life over yourself. It is important, it is imperative that you use your mouth to speak life. Oh, bless the Lord. Today I want to just kind of move you along to turning your affections. Once you've learned to love yourself and treat yourself right and speak good concerning yourself, turning your affections outward so that you can begin to minister from an authentic, sincere self. When you tell someone that you love them, that it will actually be the truth and not just out of your Christian duty. You will actually experience the love of God flowing out of you into the person that you are speaking to. One scripture in 1 John 3:18 lets us know that we are to love in deed and not in word only. Sometimes we tell each other, oh, I love you, when you're on Facebook and maybe you'll do a private message and you're in your message with love you, or if you send an email, you may end your message with I love you, or if you're on the telephone with someone and you end the conversation with I love you, but are you really loving that person? That particular scripture lets us know that if we love somebody, it will show in the way that we treat them. It will show in the deeds that we do. It has come into my mind to ask you this week to do some random acts of kindness, not just to strangers, but to people like you who are in the body of Christ. Make it your mission this week to do random acts of kindness and allow your love to be love that shows and not love that just speaks. And the Word of God lets us know that we have to love indeed. Otherwise, we're not loving at all. We're just talking loud and saying nothing. One of the things that we, our subject topic today is esteem one another highly for the work's sake. And I looked up that word esteem, and it simply means that we are to respect and to admire and to hold in high regard yourself or another person. But the greatest way that you can hold someone in high regard is to love them and to love them in word and love them in deed. Sure, we love to hear, "I love you," but it's even better when we see that you love us. Another scripture verse lets us know, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I know you probably, the first thought in your mind, say, "Oh, no, I'd rather be on the receiving end." But when was the last time you actually met the need for somebody else in the body of Christ? When was the last time you took your eyes off of yourself, off of your circumstance, off of your situation, off of your sorrow, off of your pity party, and decided to find somebody who had it worse off than you? And believe me, there is somebody who's got it worse than you do. And you need to make it your business, your mission this week, to find somebody who's hurting and lift that person up. Find someone who's feeling down. You know, it takes one to know one. My mother used to say it takes one to know one. So you will be able to recognize the person that is hurting without them even saying a word. You will be able to recognize the person who has low self-esteem because you are acquainted with that particular spirit. And so when you see that person, I want you to spring into action this week and do something to uplift them. Don't just say, "God bless you, I love you." That is very, very minimal. When we say, "God bless you, I love you," it becomes almost a parroting kind of thing where we just say it automatically. It's just like we say when we pass someone, good morning, how are you? I'm fine." And you may not be fine that day, but because it's an automatic reflex, you say, "I'm fine," when you're not doing fine at all. So this week, our challenge to you is to put your love in action when you esteem somebody highly for the work's sake. This particular scripture was talking about the leadership, and I want to say this to you today. Your leadership needs your esteem. Just because it looks like they're in the limelight and looks like everything is going good and looks like they're having a bumper kind of a day, it is not always that way. Sometimes we have to go when we don't feel like going. We have to speak when we don't feel like speaking. We have to just keep moving forward. And so I want you to make it a point to speak to your leader this week, and not only to speak to your leader, but to do a small random act of kindness. It can be as small as washing their car or sending them a little card. Even if you don't have any money to put in it, even if you can't even afford a card, guess what? You can certainly make a homemade card. You can take a piece of paper, and it doesn't matter what kind of paper. You can take it, fold it, work on it creatively, work it out, and give it away. You want to give yourself away this week. You want to make your presence felt and make it so that if you were not present, then your absence will be even greater felt. I want you to move out in the realm of the spirit this morning. If you say that you love somebody, begin to show them in deed and not in word only. This is how we esteem each other highly for the work's sake. Before Jesus left the earth, he said to his disciples, one of the last lessons that he was teaching them is, "Love one another as I have loved you." Love one another. "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples." That's St. John 13 and 34. Jesus is admonishing the disciples to show love towards one another. He's saying, because when you love one another, people are going to be able to discern my disciples from other disciples. get this, there were more disciples in the region when Jesus was in the earth than just his disciples. Every teacher had disciples. Every insurrection had disciples. There was all different kinds of disciples that were being led by different leaders in that particular time when he was in the earth. However, he says, this is what is going to distinguish you from other people's disciples. Your love and care for one another is going to be your distinguishing mark. In the marketplace, that's a very important thing, to distinguish yourself from the crowd. In the marketplace, it's very important for you to shine and to be different and to do the uncommon thing, do the common thing in an uncommon way. And so Jesus here is really imparting unto them a marketing principle. That principle is to stand out from the crowd. Don't follow the crowd. Be different. Do something that's different. And in our world today, we see that hatred is on the rise. It is paramount. However, the disciples of Jesus should show love one to another. This is how we distinguish ourselves from the crowd. And so this week, I'm handing out another assignment. Random act of kindness. Don't wait for somebody to have to ask you for gas money. When you see that the gas needle is on E, or you see the little, they got a group of little kids, I'm talking about kingdom people. I'm talking about ministering to one another in love. I'm not talking about just being random, as in just going anywhere, doing anything, but I want you to move into the kingdom this week and see how you can be a blessing to your brothers and sisters in Christ. See how you can encourage somebody. See how you can lift somebody up. See how you can stir them to their very own good work. For the Word of God says, when we let our light shine, that our Father is glorified, because men see our good work and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Not only will the person that you bless glorify God, but when they begin to testify of the blessing, the person that hears the testimony will also glorify God. It is our endeavor this month to make sure that our Father is glorified throughout all the world. We want the glory of God to cover the earth like the waters cover the sea, and that is going to take us getting up off the couch and doing something that's visible. We have got to stop being the invisible body of Christ. And I'm not talking about marching in the streets and carrying picket signs and saying hateful things to people. I'm talking about showing the greatest love that was ever ministered in the earth, showing the love of God to your fellow brethren in Christ. Let this word go forth to the body of Christ first. Once we have healed one another with the precious love of God, then we will be empowered to go and love on somebody who is not in the body. Oftentimes we call it a mission field, and we want to go minister to somebody who's not in the body of Christ because we are intent, as we should be, we are intent on saving the lost and winning the lost at any cost. But what happens to them once they've been won? Then we just sit them to the side and we go back out to win some more. But today I'm sending out a clarion call to those who are in the body of Christ to begin to minister to one another, minister to each other, show each other love, show each other kindness, show each other joy, show each other care. Esteem one another highly for the work's sake, so that we can be strengthened to keep going. If you can't do anything else financially, call somebody up and say, I'm thinking about you, so I'm calling you so I can pray with you. I'm praying that God will bless you. I'm praying that God will meet every need. I'm praying that God will hear your prayer and answer the prayers that you've been praying. I'm calling to agree with you in prayer. I'm calling to let you know that I appreciate you. Begin to be the visible church of the living God. Begin to esteem one another, regard one another highly, to respect and to admire each other, and to show it by doing something. Let it not just be words, but put your words to action. Give your words some feet, arms, and legs today. Jesus once again said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by your love. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the Waves of Glory today with Apostle EJ. And although I am your marketplace apostle, I am also a preaching machine. And I just want you to, I want to stir you up today to get, activate the Word of God in your life. Don't just hold the Word of God in your mind and just think about it and meditate on it and do all this studying and then never get up and activate what you studied. It's time for the church to become the visible, living, breathing church that Jesus Christ died to empower. Now, before we get off the air today, there are two more things that we want to do. First, I want to make an announcement concerning the upcoming book release that God has given me called Apprehending the Kingdom. This is a book that God has given me that has shaken my foundation in my Christian journey or in my walk with God. The church has been held captive by religion, tradition, and false teaching for long enough. Through this book, God broke me free from religion, tradition, and false teachings, or teachings that were taught in error. There are things that we were taught from the Word of God were not exactly what the Word was saying. There are some portions of the teaching that we needed to be taught, and those things have yet to be tapped in. The Spirit of the Living God gave me a revelation of apprehending the kingdom and told me to write it down. And I have written this book in the hope that you will pick it up and have every religious tradition of false teaching bondage broken off of your life so that you can begin to operate in dominion and in kingdom authority so that the kingdom of God can be advanced in the earth. That book is going to come out, this July. It's going to be coming out in July, so I want you to be on the lookout for Apprehending the Kingdom of God. I want you to go to your bookstore and ask them if they have Apprehending the Kingdom by Apostle E.J. Melvin. Call up your radio, Christian radio station, and ask them if they have heard of the book Apprehending the Kingdom by Apostle E.J. Melvin, and if they would be willing to do a press release for Apprehending the Kingdom. It is time to mobilize the army of God. It is time for us to unite and to go forth as a colony, as a colony of ants. The Lord showed me one morning just recently that we are to move out. We are to work diligently. We are to work fervently, because when we do that, there is a reward attached to our diligence. I want to thank you for participating with me in this upcoming book release, and I want to thank you for every call that you made, every post or tweet that you do, talking about apprehending the kingdom of God. If you are tired of three songs and a sermon, if you feel that there's something more that church itself should be, if you want revival in a powerful way, then you'll want to get this book, Apprehending the Kingdom. Everything you desire is in the kingdom of God, but it does not come by observation. It comes by revelation. And this book, I promise you, by the Spirit of God, is going to open up the revelation of the kingdom of God to you. Lastly, I want to pray for you today. I want to pray for the body of Christ at large. I want to pray that we would do even as the Word of God commissions us, that we would fall on our face as the body of Christ. We will ask for forgiveness, not for the land, not for the White House, not for the nation of America. Let's ask God to forgive us, the church. This is his people. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He's not talking about the White House wicked ways or the nation's wicked ways, but he's talking about the wicked ways of the church, any way that the church has gone astray. And so it's my prayer for the body of Christ today that we would repent of anything that's not pleasing in the sight of God. We would repent from the sin of prayerlessness. We haven't been faithful. We haven't been consistent. We've run after things other than the kingdom. We've gone after things, praise God, let me tell you, as you study this book, as you get this book, use it in your Bible study, your women's group, your youth group, your Sunday school, however you want to break it down, you're going to discover when you seek the kingdom of God, all those things truly will be added unto you. So let me pray with you today as we are closing out the show, and pray that you will be with us next month when our topic will be on discipline, the fruit of the Spirit, which is self-control. Thanks, Father. I thank you today, Lord, for those who are hearing the broadcast on today. I thank you for the power that is even flowing from the broadcast into the spirit man today. And I pray, Lord, that you by the Spirit will call this your church to repentance, that we will find the time to pray and fast and seek your face, that we would once again return to fasting and calling on your name till we see the desired result. God, we need revival in the body of Christ. We turn from our wicked ways today. We turn from those things, those thoughts, those activities that are not pleasing in your sight. And we ask you, O God, to deliver us from evil and to move in our lives. Cause us to raise up an exceeding great army of believers, a congregation of believers who truly exhibit the signs of believers. I pray, Father God, that when we pray for the sick, they will be healed. Glory to God. That the dead will be raised to life again, that blind eyes are opened, that the lame will walk and the mute will talk. Father, in the name of Jesus, that the glorious light of the gospel will shine in the hearts of your people and shine out of our hearts into the hearts of those who are lost. We pray, Father God, that we are empowered to go and to bring those out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and then to nurture them here till they be grown up to the fullness and to the stature of the measure of Christ. We pray right now for the body of Christ, that we would be that church that is without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. We pray, O God, that this church in this hour would be a praying church, that we be a church that is a fasting church, that we would be a church who operate in the power of the Spirit, in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, that no longer will we be invisible, O God, but you will get the glory as your church begins to go forward and to advance the kingdom of God. We thank you today that these signs follow them that believe. We thank you today that we are empowered by the presence and the indwelling of the Holy Ghost to be witnesses unto you, even unto the innermost, uttermost parts of the earth. Let it begin in us, in our homes, in our local churches, in our cities, in our states, in our nation, and then international. God, we need a move of your Spirit in the church. Move in the church today, we pray. Take our eyes off the world and take our eyes off complaining about what the world is doing and get back to seeking your face so that the church can be the powerhouse that you have ordained that she should be. Let the power of God arise and your enemies be scattered. We thank you today, Lord. We give your name the praise. From this day forward, we will stay on our knees in prayers and in fasting, in supplication, in Jesus' name, so that the kingdom of God will come in the earth, even as it is in heaven. We bless you, dear hearts, today. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin on Waves of Glory, saying, you're not here to be average. You are here to be awesome. Have a great day.